Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is a very special occasion. We're supposed to have our Thursday class, but because of circumstances, we had a dinner that we had to attend, my whole family. That's why I postponed to Friday. Then Padmasuri was very kind. He said, why not we make it a special occasion for fellowship and gratitude, expression of gratitude towards the end of 2022, Friday, 30th December 2022. So tomorrow is the last day. So today is a very appropriate day for us together. So we call this an informal gathering where we can have fellowship and expression of gratitude and thanks and whatever, so that the sharing can be something different that we all can develop together. Namo Bun Shi Shi Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Shi Shi Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Shi Shi Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavanta. Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Micacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Suramiraya Majjhapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Padipa Puja. Ganna sarappa dittena dipena tamatang ังสีนาติโลกาดิปังสัมบุตดังปูจายามิตโมโนดังกันดาสัมบารยุตเตนะดุเปนะหังสุกังหินะปูจายะปูจานิยังตังปูจาปะจานะมุตตะมังวรรณกันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกุสุมาสันตตินปูจายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาดาสโรโรเหปูเจมิบุตังกุสุเมนะเนนะปุณเณนะเตนะจะโหตุโมกังปูปังมิลายติยะตาเมกายโยตตายติวินาสบาวะอดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาอนุกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาทิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปริกาปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาทิวาเสตุโนบันเตโภชนะปริกาปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมัง Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May these constant offerings of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferred merge to all beings. May this merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Buddha. Batang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. สังหังพุเชมิ Actually, I miss out one item. Don't I, instead of just expression of gratitude and fellowship, we supposed to celebrate the birthday of all the December Kayamitas. I think quite a number of Kayamitas are born December. We have here also Mi Fong, PG, Christy, my wife, and who else? Yeah, Mrs. Steele, my wife included already. And another occasion for joy is we get to see Min Jun, Padmasuri and Virtue's daughter. For 3 years almost, she has not come back. So it was a great joy for the family. So shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So Min Jun, after so long, welcome back. So we really, a lot of people miss you. They say last time Min Jun come back, do cupping, do acupuncture, or do a lot of things for Kayamita. So now we have Min Jun back. But this time didn't bring the needle. Not enough time to pack the last minute, no, just so here can buy the needle. I buy for you special the needle, acupuncture set. Can find.
I think
it's disposable. Oh, disposable. Yeah, can go and buy. So. So anyway, it's a happy occasion. We also use this informal gathering as an occasion for joy, fellowship, expression of gratitude and thanks. And very fast, like just now in the car, LC and PG said, oh, but till now they time like fly. 1 year, 1 year, like very fast. Then the MCO also, without us realizing, we have gone through almost 3 years. And it's a new normal where we never experienced before. It's the first time in my life I go through a pandemic, where you had to go through all the lockdown and all those things. But at least it's not so bad. Malaysia, I think, relatively relaxed, not like China. Min Jun say, wow, the lockdown is really lockdown. Cannot even come out of the hostel.
You can't even go to the balcony.
Can't even go to the balcony. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's very serious.
For my campus that day, Shanghai was actually quite bad.
Yeah. Shanghai especially.
Someone actually went out of the room to get hot water, the
night was deep.
So their class there, the admin had to sit at the CCTV there.
Yeah, that's why a lot of things we all take for granted, because China population very big, not easy to manage, not easy to control. And for them to actually do so well as a country, we should actually take our hats off, salute them. They're really good. Anyway. Hopefully the pandemic is behind us. With China the last country to open up, I think the world will return back to normalcy. Hopefully the year 2023, which is a few more days, two more days to come, can be a beautiful and meaningful new year for us to go back to normal life. Even our country, a lot of things have changed. We, last 2-3 years, we changed 4 prime ministers. So at least the last one is not bad. So far, so good. And the government also got changed. At first was the prime minister change. Government more or less the same. So now, prime minister and government also changed. So all these are good signs. Hopefully our country can become much better and things can give rise to more optimism for the country and the people as a whole. I think if they run it well, if they do all the reforms, our country can become very beautiful, very resilient, and we can stand out as a truly mature developed economy. Then with all the harmony that we start to see, it's like the light at the end of the tunnel has started shining forth. So I'd like to thank Okayamita also for your kind effort to help bring forth the causes and conditions for such good things to happen. Yeah, every time we have our classes or what, we will do the closing puja to invoke merits for a righteous government and a righteous king and rulers. So all these are very important causes and conditions that can bring forth the transformation in country consciousness that can bring about change for the better and all those things. So as long as the individual has the faith and do your part, your consciousness, which is beautiful with the Dhamma, can actually touch the heart of others. And as a collective grouping, Kayamita, we have our classes, our retreat. The last retreat that we had at Cameron was very important. That one bring forth a lot of very wholesome contribution. So all these are like meant to be. So the way I look back and reflected on the last 1 year, it has been a mixture of good and bad, but a lot of people were not optimistic. I remember they keep on asking me, "Brother, how you think? Brother, how you think?" I say, "Why you want to think? Don't think." But I can sense at that time, I told a lot of Kamita, I said, "Looks like the consciousness is evolving. A lot of signs show that things are happening." And towards the later part, actually, just before the election, I sense that there is a possibility of a changing government. But we never expect it to happen so beautifully. Everything falls into place and just happens like that. At first, a lot of people, after the result come out, give up already. Say, not likely already. Even I heard a lot of people tell me, "Hey, migrate. All this type of pessimism started. Then suddenly over the next few days, new development. Then there were a lot of joy and optimism. So life is like that. One moment like that, one moment like that. Unless you have the Dhamma, you can be affected. But when you have your Dhamma, you can be at peace. You just do what you need to do. The individual must change. So you take care of your own mind, take care of your own consciousness, develop whatever wholesomeness and goodness to contribute to the totality. Then the world can be a better world. Awareness-based meditation. So remember the four support. Relax into every mind state that arises. Relax body and mind. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, then just maintain awareness within, just aware. Whatever arises within your form and mind, aware. Contact arise, aware, finish. Whatever sense-based contact, the moment it arises, aware, cease, finish. No need to create more thinking. So this is the way to train your mind not to think, to develop just awareness. So you can relax body and mind, relax into every mind state, then maintain awareness for as long as you can. So the first three support will help you develop this sati or awareness based mind state within. So when this one stabilizes, through this awareness, you can see how your sankhara activity slow down and finally return to its original state before it's stirring or arising. That's how you develop the awareness-based meditation. Then be natural, maintain awareness on whatever that arises until your whole nature settles down. Your whole mind state settle down until you realize the true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, which is tranquil, still, without thought, without any sankhara activity. That is the mind in sati, but it's a free mind. No need to have anything to hold on to it. So the free mind that is without thought is the most beautiful meditative mind state that living being can ever experience. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. So let us welcome the people online to join us in our today's informal session, where we will have our Dhamma sharing a little bit, then an informal gathering of meditators where we can have our year-end gathering to commemorate our 1 year of activity. You all can develop the expression of thanks, gratitude, and joy. Then it's good to reflect on what happened over the year 2022. Year 2022, a lot of things happened. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the chanting, to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Munirajas Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti Beso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vija Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anotaro Purisa Dhamma Sarti Satta Deva Manusana Buddho Bhagavad Bhagavati Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandetiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanaiko Pachyatang Veditabo Venohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ujjopatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Yadidang chatari purisa yokani Atta purisa pugala Esa Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam ketam lokassati sadhu sadhu sadhu. And we can start our Dhamma session for a short one. After that, we can have our informal gathering where you all can discuss any informal topic that you want. No need to be like very formal. Whatever we feel like we want to express or discuss, we can. Then I saw the cake there. Who make the cake for the birthday of Stephanie? Thank you for the cake and also the dinner just now. I think Lee Hong, Pamasri, Bertio and family, they all they prepare very good breakfast for us. Sorry, dinner for us. So we would like to express our gratitude and thanks. I will start off with the sharing of the unique Dhamma code first. We were at code number 27. So unique Dhamma code 27. This word is very important. Only mindful observation without clinging or rejecting can bring about understanding or wisdom born of the direct seeing via the silent mind. When one can observe in this way, it is a genuine free mind without any craving. A free mind in stillness, which is just aware, with understanding behind. Understanding means the Dhamma understanding that you have developed. That has become a part of your nature. So that one, no need to remember one. It's not from memory one. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. So this is not something like rigid knowledge where you have to commit to memory and try to remember them. Your wisdom is very different. That's why wisdom, you technically cannot learn to be wise. Why did I say that? And wisdom cannot be given to somebody. Like the Buddha said, he can only show us the way. We have to walk the Noble Eightfold Path ourselves. Because enlightenment or the Dhamma understanding is developed through an awakening. It's not through thought process where you remember, memorize, and commit to memory. So what we need to understand is when it comes to cultivating the Dhamma understanding leading to the wisdom, you need to insight into phenomena or awaken to whatever that arises within nature, within the moment. So the Buddha called it, we have to have this ability to see things as they are. And that one is very important, eh? Seeing things as they are. So how do you see things as they are? Meaning, your memory, your knowledge, your brain activity doesn't come in to interfere. But once you arise, the knowledge that you have and all of your accumulated memory, which are your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and including all your fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, insecurity, everything. All these are not truth, not reality. These are memories. Memories that living beings accumulate in their brain. So basically, accumulation of memories, good and bad. So this is not wisdom. So if you use this to observe, to learn, to act, then you cannot develop wisdom. Because that thing is full of rubbish, like the Buddha said. They have the evil result, greed, hatred, and delusion. So the only way to enable us to act is we must observe with the silent mind. That's why I use the word only mindful observation. When you are mindful means you are just aware without thought. Then without clinging and rejecting means you don't arise the memory, conditioning or duality to cling or to reject through like and dislike. All of the duality of pleasant, unpleasant, like and dislike. All this will not arise. If they arise, means you are not with the true mind, the silent mind. You are not being aware within. So when you go to memory, memory has a lot of thinking behind, thoughts behind. Your thought is basically respond to all this memory. That's why you think a lot. And from the thought, you create all the negativity of thought process because your content of consciousness is with delusion before you have the Dhamma understanding or the awakening or the enlightenment. So only mindful observation without the interference of the thought process, the thinking, the memories, means you observe without any clinging or grasping or even rejecting. So only this type of silent observation with the awareness within can bring forth the understanding or wisdom born of the direct seeing. Means when the brain don't come in and interfere, then what do you see? Within the observation, what do you see? If you don't use word, don't have any concept, don't have any memory, then what do you see? What do you see? What is the direct seeing?
Direct seeing.
Very good. Sadhu, who is that?
Direct seeing.
Envy. Oh, Sadhu. Yeah, very good. Direct seeing. Because when you see things as they are, that is the direct seeing. You are not labeling. There is no word, no concept. So thing is just the way it is. Then all the movement, the activity, that silent inner awareness understand. That's why you will understand how the form and mind function. How it got stirred into negativity. How the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the sorrow, the lamentation, the entanglement, the phobia, how they arise, how they condition you into those mind states. Because without the silent mind, in pure awareness to observe, you cannot understand what is going on within your form and mind. You cannot understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. How your mundane mind reacts and stirs based on your perception, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your beliefs. All these are wrong thoughts that condition the evils, the negativity. And that is what meditation is all about. The silent inner awareness to observe and awaken. When you observe, you understand, you aware. Just like you observe a child, a baby. If you use your knowledge and preempt what the baby is doing, then you are not observing at all. You fail to understand the baby. If you just silently observe, patiently observe, then you understand. Then the baby, without words or what, they will respond accordingly. That's why the mother who are very patient, they will understand what the children want. My mother can do that actually. Yes, she gave birth to 9 of us. And she really very skillful mother. And she can understand a lot of things about babies. So this is something that we need to develop as clear understanding as a Buddhist cultivator of the way, so that we know what direct seeing is all about. You need to be completely silent without thought. That is awareness. That is sati. Then when you stabilize that sati, it becomes the silent mind, which is also your true mind, the meditative mind. And that is the one that can awaken. Where that one can see things as they are and awaken, because it developed the wisdom to understand that it can also insight into phenomena. Where it will see the dependent originating condition arising cause of not everything is like that, without words. Then the awakening is like suddenly the mind, the true mind, just awaken. It's just like the aha moment. It just understand, awaken. That's why wisdom is an awakening. It's a direct seeing. It's not through knowledge, not through the thought process. By now, I hope most Kayamita would have understood this. There are quite a number of Kayamita who has developed the progress and understanding. They can understand this. That's why they progress very fast. So when you understand this, you will not go back to the old way of heedless living, thought-based living. Because the thought-based living actually cannot free your mind, cannot awaken you. Well, that thought actually limits you, prevents you from being aware. When thought is active, you are lost in thought. When you are lost in thought, preoccupied with what you are thinking, how can you be aware? How can you observe? How can you awaken? How can you develop the understanding? There is no way. So hopefully with that, you all can develop the understanding. Then the next part is the further explanation. When one can observe in this way, means what? It is a genuine free mind without any craving, means like or dislike, pleasant or unpleasant, or views, opinion, or duality. you observe with the silent mind, the free mind, that doesn't judge, doesn't create the thought process, doesn't create concept, words. It is just that nature observe. But that nature is not the observer. You will come to that understanding too, because the observer is not there at all. That silent inner awareness is just that observation without the observer. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. In the observation, there is only the awareness that is aware. There is no being inside there. You understand? That one is not easy. But when you can do it, when your sati stabilized, all this become very clear, very easy to understand. Then a free mind in stillness, listen to this word, a free mind in stillness, which is just aware, with the Dhamma understanding behind. And this one can learn, can develop understanding, can awaken further. So this understanding is very important. A free mind in stillness means completely still, without thought, nothing. That's why there is sati, the samadhi, the daily mindfulness in sati, to just observe. And this one, when it observes, it is just aware, that's it. Whatever the movement, it will understand, it will awaken, because the Dhamma is already there. So this particular time of meditation is very different from thought-based. That's why awareness-based, you need to develop it until your daily mindfulness is very stable. Then that daily mindfulness that is very stable, you use it to meditate, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Then it becomes heedfulness. So stability of daily mindfulness is most important, leading to heedfulness. Then I move on to the next unique code. Unique code number 28. What is thought? Thought is response to memory. Thought is limited. So this one I have to explain a bit. Do you realize thought is response to memory? How can you know this? Thought is response to memory. You don't just take what Jay Krishnamurti say and accept it as truth. This one you have to find out. You can only find out when you are completely still, silent, aware. Then within that silence and awareness, you will come to know one very important thing. You cannot create thought. There is no way you can create thought. Thought can only come in when you go to your what? I already give you the answer. Thought can only arise when you go to your, what is this? When you go to your memory, which is your brain. You don't believe me, you try yourself. Otherwise you wouldn't learn. You try. That's why I always ask you to inquire when you are in the meditative state, silent, without thought, who are you? The egoic mind is completely not there. There is no being inside there, nobody inside there. But the moment you go to memory, the thought arises. Why? Because thought is response to this memory. The other way to prove it is, you look at a baby, newborn baby, they don't have thought in there. Why? Because the memory is not developed yet. The learning process, the teaching from the mother or whoever who take care of the baby, there is no conditioning, nothing. The memory is like pure. So all this, you can directly and indirectly induce. Because I saw my photo when I was 1 to 2 years old and my father sent me to the studio to take the photo. I look at that small guy, which was me at that time. I can sense with my nature that I got no thought inside there. And my grandmother and my mother confirmed. Even until 5, 6 years old, I hardly talk. I very naive, very clear, very innocent child. I hardly had any thought until they bring me back to Alastair, the notorious area, Chaking Tiam. So that's how I came to know. I came to understand. Then when I silent, I realize I cannot produce thought. Without thought, who are you? You go and find out. It's very interesting. That one, straight away, you will not only break free from anatta, you like smash through it. There's nobody inside there. Because the thought is the egoic mind. This one is the egoic mind. So without thought, there is no ego. Understand? This is very important. Well, now I am moving into the understanding part. It's no more feeding you with all the Dhamma theory. Well, initially, you need to pick up all those things first because you haven't done it. Now, if you have done it, you can understand what I say. And this is the teaching that can only be taught after you have done the meditation. Can understand? Yeah? So maybe I write down. Huh? This ego is the self, the atta. So our maths, 3 dot. Huh? What is 3 dot? Therefore, remember? Therefore, this 3 dot. Huh? Without thought, there is no ego. You must, in the meditative state, understand this. Not as a theory, otherwise you won't improve. Otherwise, you hold on to Dhamma knowledge. You can quote, discuss, and tell people all this, but you yourself don't have the understanding. When you have the understanding, you don't need any of all this. Then why did I say thought is limited? Yeah? Why did I say this? Anybody want to try? Huh?
Because it is obsolete. The moment you commit things to
That is one of the way to explain it also. But a more clearer way is, what is thought? Of course, don't tell me thought is response to memory. That one we all know. We have been creating thought for so long, isn't it? True or not? Since birth until now, the only instrument we all know is thought. Do you know how you create thought? Of course, before you are enlightened, it's egoic. But how do you create thought? If you understand how you create thought, then you will understand why I say thought is limited. I saw all this in the meditative state. When I was silent and aware, without thought, I realized I am nothing, nobody. So without thought, that nature within is not a being. That's why I keep on telling you all that awareness nature cannot come out and live life. You understand? So how do you create thought? Of course, you need memory. But when do you go to memory? Ah, perception is correct. Their perception is through memory. If you don't go to memory, you cannot perceive, because the memory is where all your accumulated knowledge, where you label them, you name them. The word and the concept, everything is there inside the memory. So let's take for example, if you look at that Kuan Yin image, okay? How do you create the thought and perceive it as Kuan Yin? Yeah? Now I'm asking you that question, but it's not a theory. That question is really you can see it on. If you are completely silent and aware with mindfulness, you will know how the process of perception take place, how the paticca samuppada arise and create all this. Listen, observe one. Just how I just share. Observe with the silent mind, understand? Observe with awareness, understand? But you are observing memory, that's why straight away you say Kuan Yin, understand? So you cannot see the creation process. You cannot develop the direct seeing it because you observe with memory. You cannot see things as they are. Can you just observe with the awareness without words? Without labor. Without the stability of daily mindfulness, you cannot. Understand? Straight away you will perceive. So what you should do is, when you cultivate until your mindfulness is so stable, I can still remember 1989, when I was observing things, there was no word, nothing. That thing is just that thing. That pure awareness nature inside me, of course, there is no being inside there. That nature just shine forth. So initially, your true mind is what? What is your true mind? Huh? You know you have a true mind, eh? The other one is the mundane mind, eh? What is your true mind? Yes, pure awareness. Understand? Because without the thought. So this is just the pure awareness. That is just aware. That's why it's just spacious awareness. Without the labeling. The moment you label, what happened? You have gone to the memory. You can see the movement. The mundane mind has moved. Through memory, it retreats. So what happened is this spacious pure awareness, or we call it the spacious awareness, pure awareness. Initially, it's just spacious pure awareness. Okay? Spacious. Then what happened? You zoom into that image, understand? That spacious awareness shrink, okay? And become what? Just that limited space. And you introduce to memory the perception. You must see all this happening in the meditative awareness. If you cannot see this, you cannot understand creation. Then what happened? This one become a thought. This whole thing become a thought. The perception is the content, understand? Content of consciousness. Then this one is the pure awareness, which is the receptacle. So this pure awareness is like the receptacle. That's why when all this movement take place from the spacious awareness, you shrink to that image, then what happened? You introduce the perception, the content of consciousness, then all your sankhara activity, you start to develop the duality, the labor, and all those things, like this, like description, everything goes in. Then it becomes a thought. So what is this thought? It's just this small space, understand or not, with this content. That's why it's limited. That's why Krishnamurti say, this is egoic. This one cannot go beyond itself. So how can he be aware? How can he understand truth? That's why thought base cannot realize the wisdom that is beyond thought, beyond mind. Because this one is trapped within its own content. And this is what living being use. That's why without sati, without awareness, you cannot meditate, technically. If you want to do calmness meditation, maybe you can. But without sati, without awareness, you cannot do awareness-based meditation. The direct seeing, all you cannot do. So do you understand now why thought is limited? Huh? This is, I don't know how many times I explained this. At the retreat I explained, but I never put it in so detail. It's because at that time we don't have the time. 8 days I had to finish everything. Yeah. So I just tell you the key thing. Now, after you all cultivate, I can explain all this, then it will help cultivate the way to understand it very fast. And even in video, without my explanation, they can understand, but not stable. Once I understand, it becomes stable, they reflect and contemplate, they themselves will understand very clearly. Well, all this, you need somebody who has gone through to explain to you. Then you don't have to find out yourself. Understand? Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Thank you. I every time make mistake on this. DA, huh?
Yes.
CLE. Thank you. So, clear? Any question? I think after today, you will be very clear, huh? Okay, so we stop here, huh? Today, two, enough. Huh? Then we go to this Anita Singh sharing. Huh? Okay, so today's unique quote, and this Anita Singh's email that I replied, they are connected. There is a very deep connection because I need to teach her more deeper understanding of what she need to develop as further understanding. Yeah. So this one was a follow-up from the earlier one. So she wrote me an email again after I replied to her. Then she said, "Dear Brother Teo," yeah, that is on Christmas Day, 25th December. He said, "Thank you for your response and also for sharing the email with the group." Then in bracket, he said, "I watched that video." Means he was following our video sharing. "I have taken note of your advice and the key point you mentioned." See, she is so sharp, that's not. She can straight away know, no, her advice were priceless. And the pointers were so important, the key points. Then, of course, she heard we all asking whether Singh is a lady or a man. Anita is a lady, but Singh, we thought, is definitely a man. Because in Malaysia, the lady are called call. But she clarifies it, some clarification. "I am a 58-year-old woman, divorced. I work as a clinical scientist for a pharmaceutical company. And now I am retired since the job loss due to the pandemic lockdown." Then she explained further, "Beyond that time when I was doing the sharing, I think somebody asked, So she explained, Tong Leng is a Tibetan meditation of compassion, give and take type of practice along with the Brahma Vihara, the four Brahma Vihara, including forgiveness, elements, body contemplation, and the daily reflection meditation. So this is what they do in India, I think. Then she said, during formal meditation, when eyes close instantly, there is calmness. Breathing becomes subtle, and mind is centered in awareness and still. See, those who can do the awareness-based meditation can realize this immediately, straight away. The moment you silent formal meditation, you are in that state. Now, that is very, very good, because you can do that means your mindfulness has stabilized. Yeah. So during formal meditation, she said, when she closed her eyes, instantly there is calmness. The breathing becomes very subtle, and mind is centered in awareness and still. The word is still, in a free state, not in concentration. He said previously she need to use metta and anapanasati breathing to stabilize it, to make it still. So I read again. Previously, metta and anapanasati breathing. Every time pronounced wrongly, sorry. Breathing was needed to achieve still tranquility. But now it all happened. Look at the next word, effortlessly. The empty, spacious true mind arise. How did she know it's empty, spacious true mind? Because she went into that, she know there is no center. That's why that awareness is a oneness nature, spacious awareness. And the best is it happened effortlessly. The nature of the true mind is unbounded, spacious awareness that transcends body and mind, means the limited form of mind. Solidity of the body dissolves, and inside space merges with the surrounding space outside, just as clay pot breaks. Fleeting sensation arise, and an idea of body outline is created. She can know the movement of the thought too. On contemplation, the true nature of the true mind, or the true mind, which is belief and appear to be inside the body and the world outside, experientially is neither inside nor outside, because that nature is independent. There is no inside or outside. Everything happens in the spacious, he used the word alive awareness, is actually the pneumonal, understand? The pneumonal nature. Such as mind chattering, defilement, tendency, rain falling, which seems to be outside, but it is still within the field of awareness. Body feels lighter, porous, and open. When breeze blow, it pass through this body. Even as vehicle passing by, it feels as if vehicle are moving through the body. Actually, the awareness part, she still don't know how to use the word specific phenomenal awareness and spacious awareness to describe all this. But it's good enough. She uses her own word and describe in whatever she can understand. So at the moment, she will be very interested in all this because it's something new to her. And it's so marvelous, so beautiful. Where this one is, like the Buddha said, Pachetang, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Unless you can silence your mind to have this true spacious awareness within, without a center, you cannot experience all this. You don't know what all this is. You cannot even talk about it or describe it. You see, just as I mentioned the word pneumono, which is the oneness, the totality. Then within the noumenal, you have the phenomenal world. Understand? Not? That's why he also came to know this within the form and mind. He said, within the spacious awareness, everything happens, such as mind chattering, the defilement, the habitual tendency, whatever, like rain falling, which seems to be outside, but is still within the field of awareness. Just within your nature, the awareness nature can observe all those movements. All those movements can be observed because they are dependent originating. Understand? They need condition to arise. So whatever that is dependent originating, the awareness can pick it up. That's why I say awareness can see thought, see its movement. But thought cannot see awareness. Your thought has higher, more developed type of wisdom energy. Means awareness has higher wisdom or intelligence than thought. Your thought is limited, egoic. So this is why without this awareness within, you all cannot experience all this and you all cannot understand all this. Your words will remain as words. That's why you have to do it. That's why I have been hinting since day one, daily mindfulness, stability or awareness within, you must develop it to understand your true mind, the silent mind within. If you don't do it, you cannot progress. I mean, it's as bad as that. So, theoretical Dhamma can be interesting. Thought-based Dhamma can also be interesting, but it cannot free your mind. It cannot transform the individual. It can give you some form of knowledge and make the people happy maybe at times. But when you confront truth, first noble truth, reality, you cannot cope unless you have this awareness within to awaken. Okay, then I read on. Space like awareness is unbound, silent, transparent like steel as a reflective surface of water. It is clearly seen that the body is also arising in awareness, just as all the other objects. All intention prior to movement happen within the awareness in the background. So this one, when you are in this state, you can see. Then the sense of I or the ego, the attitude of I am as a person, is also transient, arising and dissolving like all other sensations. The I am comes up as a reflection and vanishes. Means he starts to see the egoic mind. There is no permanent unchanging entity that we can say the I or the I am or individual that can be extracted to stand alone. That's why I said there is no being inside there. This awareness nature is just a nature. It cannot come out and live life. Do you understand? Yeah. That's why you must realize all this. Then the last paragraph is the best. It's a breath to you as a lay person. These are some of the experiences that have become aware in the last couple of years during lockdown. By regularly listening, investigating, and practicing. See, this word regularly. Regular listening, investigation, and cultivation. It is challenging to convert into words. He also knew it's not easy because the wisdom not stable yet. So she said it's challenging to convert into words this practically felt event and realization. Season's greeting and happy holiday to all. So all this hopefully can give your faith, those who have yet to do all this. Hopefully it can give rise to very strong faith and make you diligently cultivate. Because she has never met me in person. She only diligently listened to what I shared over the last 3-4 months. That's it. And she happened to bump into my YouTube sharing. Then she subscribed and listened. Then my reply to her, Dear Anita Singh, sadhu to you for your below email reply. Regarding your following sharing. So she said, thanks for your response. And also for sharing the email with your group. I watched the video. I have taken notes of your advice and the key point you mentioned. Then my reply was very, very straightforward. I said, very good and sadhu. Because you have the faith and you are sharp and you can pick up the advice and key point given very fast. These are true cultivators of the way. They can pick it up very fast. They listen, they know already. Why? Because they have faith. They diligently cultivate. And like Po Cheng and Ng Bi Deo, they just follow instruction and just do and come to the realization. That's why it can be done. It's not difficult. Then the next part. Some clarification. I am 58 years old. I was working as a clinical scientist for a pharmaceutical company, and now I'm retired since the job loss due to pandemic lockdown. Then he explained what Tongling is. Then my answer is, thank you for your clarification, much appreciated. Then number three, that is her last paragraph. She said, to you as a layperson, there are some of these experiences that have become aware in the last couple of years during lockdown by regular listening, investigation, and cultivation. It is challenging to convert into words this practically felt event and realization. So I answer her, I say, yes. What you mentioned above is very true. It is not easy to put it into words. But can be done once you have stabilized the understanding after some further progress. That's why I start to advise her. Further advice and pointer, I say, the other experiences that you have described and shared are quite good, but do continue to stabilize your awareness nature within. See, after she has done this, I still advise her to stabilize the awareness nature. Because to stabilize the awareness nature is not so easy, not so straightforward. You need to really stabilize it. If possible, don't try to know and don't try to do anything while in formal meditation. Because the one trying is always by the thought, which is egoic. And when thought is active, awareness will be weakened. Another point to remember is to relax deep into every mind state. So this part she must do, otherwise the inner nature cannot stabilize. Otherwise, if she stopped the formal meditation, she will lose it very fast. So all these are very important. Then I have to explain. Another good point to remember is to relax deep into every mind state that arises and just let things be to continue to stabilize the awareness nature within. There are four major support to develop this awareness-based meditation. They are relaxed, aware, continuous awareness to stabilize the awareness nature within, leading to a very stable daily mindfulness with clear awareness within. Then finally, the fourth support is trust. Trust your nature within to do the meditative movement without the interference of any thought. When you have done the above, I will continue to guide you to progress further, especially the fourth support, trust. Season's greeting and happy year-end holiday to you also, sadhu, and with metta always, gratitude. So this is what I shared with her. Then you will know why I share all this. Because the awareness-based meditation is not so straightforward. There are four support. She has done the first two. The third one, she didn't stabilize it. Even the first one, she did only to a certain extent. The relaxation is still not deep enough. That's why the third one, continuous awareness, to stabilize that is not easy. Unless you know how to relax deep, then maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then the first three can be done. And then after that, the fourth support is different again. Yeah. So what she has gone through is already considered very good. Yeah. But to understand what I share today, yeah, the two verse, that one needs stability of understanding to express it, to explain it. So cultivation of the Dhamma, awareness-based meditation is very different. It's not something that you can find in the textbook. The theoretical Dhamma type of thing where you keep on repeating all those words. This one, you can go and check. I don't think you hear it from anywhere. Unless you do awareness-based meditation, develop the stability of awareness, you cannot understand what I say also. And you cannot find this type of teaching anywhere. Yeah. Because very few people can develop that stability of understanding to share all this. Okay? So let us rejoice. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, good. So we still have some time. Eh? I think 10 o'clock we cut cake. Eh? Then we do the whatever. Eh? So we still got 12 minutes. Eh? So we open up for question and answer session. Or whatever you all want to discuss, you all can.
Pratio, Mrs. Steele, yeah. And all kind of yeah. Dust, I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude and thanks to Pratio, Mrs. Steele, and each and every one of our Kayamitas and all the conditions that arises that allow me and my family to have a good time for 2022.
Yeah, sadhu,
especially sadhu. The metta and blessings shared with Minjun when
she's operation.
In, yes, she's in operation. And now she's healthy, happy, and back after 1,079. Yeah, wow. 79 years.
Days.
Wow. 1,079 days away from home. That is 3 years plus. And finally, she's back.
Yeah, so we rejoice with your family reunion. So,
thank you everyone for the meta.
Another good news. The son coming back soon.
Yeah, he's coming back soon and is arranging to work half the time here.
Oh, work from home.
Work from home, half the time sadhu. Here and half the time in Japan.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu. That's very good.
Yeah, actually, it's a very, very good year for us.
Yeah.
Thank you for
sadhu, everything.
Radio, Mrs. Steele, all Kanamitas, and all the good conditions.
Yeah.
And hope that this will continue.
sadhu.
There. And hope that this will continue and we can do better in our cultivation we can move further. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Because 2022, a lot of Kayamita actually progress. And I can tell you, 2023 is even going to be more fierce. The Kayamita consciousness is very strong. Whether you know how to develop the faith and determine. All those people who progress, I tell you, they just follow instruction and do without question because the faith is very strong. Then I think Paramasuri brings about another good condition. I actually want to announce this before the class ends. we decide to give you a break, one-week break for this new year. Yes, Pamasuri said the sun come back, don't want to expose so fast yet. So next Thursday class also off. So Sunday also off, Tuesday also off, Thursday also off. So we take 1 week break. So you say, pai pai so. So I think it's a good thing because we can allow Kayamita to have holiday. In fact, Man Yuan want to attend, he said. Is it a deal? But I have to go to Langkawi family trip, book already. So I said, no problem, you go, just let things be. So a lot of you all may be on year-end holiday trip, busy buying things, and preparing for reunion and any other things. That's why New Year is an occasion for joy, for fellowship, exchange of gift, rejoicing. And I think this year we did very well because Pamasuri helped us to arrange with Sampo Temple a lot of the very important the temple activity that is very beneficial to the world, to the people around the area. Like this New Year chanting for 9 days, Choyato Chokao.
Involve 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, 3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds.
And continuous. That's why we must support all this. And we are very blessed because they approach us because they know we were genuine, we were sincere, and we have the funds to help them. The Tang Jia also very happy. Fa Zhan Sifu, she very kind, very good, and she really happy with her group. Last year, there was no official retreat given. We were given one unofficial one. So we were very grateful, and she said, next year, she keep on asking us with Pamasuri there, next year, May, 5 so don't know, yeah. So Pamasuri June want to go China. We see how it goes. Don't worry. Just let things be. Then Chingke also want to go China. Opening hour already. But don't go immediately. The airfare may not be cheap. And things there may not be cheap. They just open up. I think they have a lot of local group tour. So they don't need foreigner actually. Unless their people start to travel, then there's a vacuum again. Then we will have to contact Mr. Later on for our Qingdao trip. So that one. Qingdao. 要去上海江南啊?
上海呢?
Nothing to see. Huh? 上海江南我去过三次了。Yeah, because you have been staying there for so long. But those who haven't visited Shanghai, I think it's a nice place. Where the city keep on changing. A lot of things keep on evolving. So it's beautiful. We should thank Pamasuri for the good sharing too. You can continue, Professor.
Actually, tonight, Sister Alicia wanted to come, but she was very busy with her year-end.
So yeah.
Stop checking, so
yeah.
She had to give you some.
Yeah. Advice. No problem. We can listen to the recording. Just now, Brother Tim was worried. Where is Sui? Then somebody told her, Sui didn't come. Then my wife said, Sui coming.
First of all, sincere gratitude to Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo and Tracy, right, for tirelessly conducting this class, which has benefited many people.
Yeah.
Right? And also behind the scene, Brother Jin Hao.
Yeah.
who has been doing all the editing.
Christy also. They have been helping out a lot.
And these short videos, they are very
useful. Po Cheng, they are all in video. And Alicia also did some. They have been helping out.
Because the essence of it is extracted out, you know?
Yeah, extracted out. And
that
now,
is a lot more impactful.
Yeah, overseas people benefited. I start receiving all this email from overseas people, whom I never met.
So looking back, I think 3 years has passed. So the lockdown is like a distant memory.
Right.
So when you reflect on it, whatever difficulties that we go through, the dark clouds that are there, it too shall pass.
It too shall pass, sadhu.
So
actually, it has cleared a lot of the dark cloud because now the sun already shine.
So really, if you look at the mundane world, it's full of duality.
Correct.
You know, good, bad, you know, how it affects you really depends on how you respond to situations that surrounds you.
Yes, your understanding inside is very important.
It's very important.
Otherwise, your emotion very easily distracted.
So it has been difficult, 3 years. it has been difficult. You can observe around you. That's why it's so important to be heedful.
Yes.
Right.
Very, very important. Yeah.
Very important. Mm. And also part of your routine. You should always invoke the power of merit.
Yeah, power of merit.
Right. Where
that one very true.
Yeah.
Because you don't take care of karma, don't invoke power of merit, you don't have the cultivation with the merit. A lot of people's life out there tell you miserable.
You can see things unfold that affects people around you.
And they are hit every now and then. Like now, we all think here, very peaceful. Terengganu, Kelantan, the flood, the Johor Bahru. A lot of flooding and a lot of disaster in the Europe there, US. Just now, LC was saying Buffalo. Heard of Buffalo? New York there. The snow, pile up until your car also cannot see. And they cannot come out, trapped inside there. A lot of people die. See? The weather has become, that's why you must have blessings, merits, like Brother Tim said. You must evoke power, merits for causes and conditions to have the good life. Otherwise, not easy. To endure. Very good, Sadhu.
And always the gratitude should be expressed.
Very important,
And the be thankful for the blessings and,
be
and
thankful.
The guidance.
Right,
to take you through this difficult
time.
Even though things are unfolding, it's still very fragile.
Yes.
A lot of uncertainty.
Correct. Unless you all stabilize this life, then in future all taken care of. Then whenever you come, follow the Bodhisattva on the yellow card, you will be safe home. That one really make you home sweet home for eternity. This window very important. Determine and develop all those understanding. Then atitan. Very, very important.
And personally for us as a family, even though the kids are away for a long time, we do stay connected. That's very important.
Very important. Because
distance may be there.
But the handphone video, everything, make it very close to each other.
Yes. So that's where technology helps.
Technology helps.
But also technology, also be careful. Social media, if careful,
correct.
It will be taken along with it.
Like I always share, technology is here to stay, you know, like it or not. So we cannot blame technology, because technology is a reality that will evolve. Whether you like it or you don't like it. But the use of technology is very important, like the use of thought. If the use of thought is deluded, thought become wrong thought, then you get into deep trouble. You become heedless. You get into deep shit. Your life is completely haywire. But if you know how to develop the Dhamma understanding and become a wise user of thought, then thought become right thought, beautiful thought, following Noble Eightfold Path. That's how you turn your life around. So technology is the same. If the user of technology is wise, technology is very beautiful, very helpful. And you love technology. But like Brad Dune said, a lot of social media, a lot of the news is like newspaper, 90% is not relevant one. If you read, you get cuckoo one. You get influenced by them and disturbed by them, you become emotional. That is because didn't take care of karma. Last time you also simply send out all this type of social media message. Didn't even check the fact whether it's helpful or not helpful. Send everywhere, panic everybody. So now, karma, you reap what you sow. You kena back, like, you receive all this. Then you complain. Why every day got people send so many of this nonsense to me? So that is what Dhamma understanding is all about. The use of thought, the use of money, the use of technology is very important. If you have the Dhamma, wisdom and understanding, then your life is beautiful. With technology, money and Dhamma, they are very beautiful. If you know how to use them, they are really, really beautiful. So all this, that's why the understanding of the teaching can help us in many ways to understand life, to live life, and to really have the joy and beauty to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. And all this become possible. And I think as Kayamita, we are very blessed. Most of us are very blessed. Actually, we went through the pandemic without anything. So far, who are the lucky one? Never kena COVID. We are three of us never kena. I should thank Jayanta. Got the vaccine. Three of us take the vaccine. And also, maybe the Dhamma help us. We didn't kena touch wood until today. My niece, all those stay in my house, all kena. My son also kena. My daughter-in-law also kena. But we all so far so good. Okay, anything else?
That's all.
Let's reach out.
Very good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Yeah. Teo, Tracy, and all the Kamitas here and online. I was just trying to reflect or trying to summarize what we have gone through.
Oh, good. Sadhu.
But there's a single document that actually Brother Teo has given out that summarizes just about everything that needs to be learned or said or do. And that's actually the retreat notes that
Sado
retreat.
That retreat note is very
it's
useful.
Very very profound.
Yeah,
so,
very profound. Yeah.
If you use it as a guide for us,
yeah, you will progress. You will progress.
Whether the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, the 12 links, and all that, everything is in there. All right, and we keep on asking, what do we need to learn and what do we need to do? It's actually all in there. So having said that, allow me to use an example that Brother Teo is the driving instructor. He teaches us how to drive. And so now we are supposed to graduate from the driving school. Now we go out, right? For some of us, we only travel between the house and the Subangja market or SS2 to Brother Teo's house.
Not that long
when,
distance.
When we can drive back and forth, when we say, hey, I know how to drive. I know how to drive safely. Okay, very good. So one day he said, oh, let's make a trip to Penang.
Long distance.
Right, or to Malacca to meet Dr. Jayanta. Then
how do we go? Then we get to the toll booth and I cannot get into the North South Highway, how?
Yeah.
And call Brother Teo. And Brother Teo, how? You mean you don't have the touch and go? I already told you. The touch and go.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I know. So you drive to Penang back and forth, back and forth, like PG. Oh, I'm so happy I can drive back and forth. Penang, good.
Yeah.
All right. So now we have passed. Then you say, oh, now I know how to drive really. I'm a very skillful driver. Now we go to Cameron for a retreat. Ayo. And you drive, and then the road turn left and right. Hey, Brother Teo, the road, how, why so winding? Why am I supposed to do? All right. So, okay, be careful. Look out for lorries coming around the bend. Okay, I know. Then you start. As you go out, it becomes cloudy because there's a lot of clouds there. Hey, Brother Teo, I cannot see. What am I supposed to do? I already told you in the class, you mean never been. I'm supposed to put down the headlight, be careful, or that, okay. A horn when people are going around the bend. Hey, now it starts raining already. Now what am I supposed to do? Brother Teo, raining already. Okay. So be careful, drive slower, make sure that you're in low gear. Okay, no. Now dark already, what am I supposed to do? I cannot see the road. Turn on the light, I told you already, you never pay attention. Okay. Now I know how to drive. Uphill, raining, sun, dark, I know what to do. And you come to a village and suddenly it flood. Hey, Brother Teo, got a lot of water, why am I supposed to? Alright, the reality is that well, in theory, we think we know a lot, but the reality is when we go out and live life and drive around, we are faced with a lot of situations that we thought we knew, we thought we heard all the things that's to be learned, and yet we don't know what to do when the situation comes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That situation may come tonight when it's your last breath. You breathe in, you cannot breathe out. Right? What am I supposed to do? Call Brother Teo, Brother Teo, I cannot breathe out. What am I supposed to do? Right? But you must deal with that situation. So if you are in a school, you graduate from your Form 6 or whatever. If you are in university, you graduate from your university, then you go out to work, you have to live your life.
Mm.
But the good thing is that having graduated from this year, Brother Teo is going to come back next year to teach us. For those of us that we think we know what to do, but yet we still don't know what to do, then we come back next year. So our gratitude to Brother Teo for his endurance, his stamina, his determination to teach us, to make sure we really understand what we need to understand, to see things as they really truly are. And for that, I think we should all say sadhu.
Sadhu. Okay, we
and
should
for Mrs.
thank
Teo and Tracy and the rest of the team for supporting Brother Teo to make this possible.
Yeah, thank you.
And Pak Masuri and Tion and all who host us.
Yeah, sadhu.
Okay,
so we should all thank all those who have made this possible and also the sharing by Pak Masuri, Tion and Pak Suyan. Just to add on to Brother Suyan one, because otherwise it will not complete the thing. You see, when you learn Dhamma, like I say, don't be like normal thought-based people. Everything also want to ask question on, understand? How? Like Sweden say, but till this one not working, that one not working. Yeah, this one not taught on, not in the class on, not in the theory on. So how? Well, the Dhamma is not like that. That one is knowledge on. If you learn like that, you can never progress. What is important is you cultivate the understanding. When you understand, it's not a knowledge. It's not rigid. Like Noble Eightfold Path. The Buddha already said, if you apply Noble Eightfold Path, you will lead to the end of our suffering. All your problems in the world, life, solved. whether it's traveling, driving, doing whatever you are doing in life, the same principle work. We have no eightfold path. It's a universal teaching, understand? Why? It can apply to all things. First is to have right view, understand? Right view means what? Everything also asks for instruction. Means like what I used to say, please teach me how to meditate. Correct? Then after that, give instruction already. I do like that, correct? Like that, you never learn. That's why I later on tell you all method and technique never define the meditation. So I no need to give method and technique. Skillful mean to train the mind, yes. So I explain all this. When you understand all this, you will not have all those problems and questions. So no way for power is the same. When you have right view, right understanding, you take care of karma, karma take care of your life. Whatever you encounter, in whatever situation, you don't worry, like Brother Tio know. Invoke power of merits. Need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. Then determine not to repeat all this. Then need to follow the advice of the Buddha, follow. Avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. Then invoke power of merits for causes and causes. Then through that understanding, you have faith in yourself, in life. Then you got no doubt, no question. Whatever happened, like the Buddha said, meant to be, there are causes and conditions behind. What I need to do is maintain heedfulness, maintain awareness. Then I observe, I see. Then I will find the solution. I apply Noble Eightfold Path is, with right view, I do not react. I accept the reality of the moment. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things like that, cannot be otherwise. Flood also same, accident also same, cloudy, misty, cannot see also same. You are not the only one affected. Everybody there is affected. You are not heedful, you are not mindful, you don't have the understanding, you are not patient, you will get into shit and problem. Dhamma is like that. Understand? When we have the Dhamma, we have the faith, we have the understanding, we will know how to move. No need to worry about this, worry about this. We are the only the thought worry, understand? Thought create fear, understand? Well, thought project. Then, like I say, you become dependent, no? Every time got problem, Brother Tio. But luckily, I didn't allow people to call me like that. So far, haven't got such problem yet. Only once a while, Kayamita know if they need answer to their inability to progress, they will come and talk to me and discuss with me. They make appointment, they see me. That one, God, that one is good. Understand? But please, don't everything also call me. My handphone also will burn. Everyone call me. I have no time to reply. So, just to clarify, so that you all can understand. Because Noble Eightfold Path is a universal teaching. Like the analogy I give you all, remember? Those who know how to play mahjong, you will know. Qiu zi lian huan. Whether it's sok qi, man qi, or tong qi. You got 3, 1, 3, 9, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Any tong qi come out, you game. Or any sok qi come out, you game. Or any man qi come out, you game. Means what? It's a universal game. You call all. Understand? So life situation is the same. Your Noble Eightfold Path is like 九子连环 or 八子连环. It applies to all things. It resolves all problems because they are all interconnected. Once you understand Noble Eightfold Path, you understand life, you know how to live life, you will have no problem. That is the beauty of the Buddha's teaching. Let us share merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasatta ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana etta wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhiya. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Devo asatu kalena sasu sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattvas, and all the worthy ones.
For this, to because next week no more class.
Yeah.
Can I have the honor to pay respect to Lord Buddha? Pay respect, bowing to show my gratitude.
Yeah, sadhu.
And my respect to Bratio.
Yes, sadhu.
I'm not showing my video lah, Bratio.
Yeah, no problem. No need to show. Sadhu. Yeah, you all do it together. Yeah, sadhu.
Yeah, thank you, Bratio. We wish you Ayu Vanu Tukang Balang. And
thank
all the
you.
Birthday,
thank you.
December.
Yeah. Sadhu.
And all the December birthday babies, we wish
Ayu
Vanu Tukang Balang as well.
Thank you very much. Also, and we rejoice in your good understanding and your good cultivation. Sadhu to you.
Bratio, today I can't come because today I observe Uposatha Day.
No problem. But we rejoice with your good understanding, Sadhu. Thank you so much. You have been very helpful too. And many Kayamita will benefit from you too, Sadhu.